With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says there will be no deal struck with Iran except unconditional surrender. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In response to the Iranian president's statement that some countries have begun mediation efforts to end the war, President Trump said Iran's surrender will be the only acceptable outcome. He wrote online that after a new leader is selected, the United States and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction. And he promised that Iran will be economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, foreign correspondent Charles de la Desma reports some Gulf nations are starting to show some discontent for the lack of notice about the Iran strikes, for which they are, to some extent, paying a price.
The Trump administration is confronting mounting discontent from allies in the Persian Gulf, who are complaining they were not given adequate time to prepare for the torrent of Iranian drones and missiles bombarding their countries in retaliation for strikes launched by the U.S. and Israel. Officials from two Gulf countries say their governments are disappointed in the way the U.S. has handled the war, particularly the initial attack on Iran on February 28. One of the officials says Gulf countries were frustrated and even angry that the U.S. military has not defended them enough.
That is Charles de la Desma. At least my report, some people hate changing their clocks twice a year.
According to an AP NORC poll last year, if they had to choose, most Americans say they would prefer to make daylight savings time permanent rather than standard time. Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says that choice has some implications.
We are on permanent daylight saving time. We're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days.
And that report from Lisa Dwyer. This is SRN News. A lot of families are choosing to relocate to red states.
According to a new study from the Institute for Family Studies, conservative states are attracting more young couples with children because housing prices there are lower. The report says, quote, both red and blue states are watching the share of residents age 60 or over grow, but the blue states are losing 20-somethings and kids. Southern states saw a nearly 6% rise in the number of married couples with young children over the last 5 years. Michael Harrington reported.
An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius, who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. Michelangelo focused on biblical themes in his most famous work, including the iconic statue of David in Florence and the Sistine Chapel ceiling. This is SRN News. A Los Angeles Lakers star has now made more shots than any other player in basketball history.
LeBron James has become the NBA's leader in career field goals. James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Thursday night in Denver. James set the mark with his third basket of the night against the Nuggets. That gave him 15,838 buckets in his career. Abdul-Jabbar finished with 15,837. Karl Malone is a distant third. James already owns the career scoring record and has topped 50,000 points across the regular season and playoffs. Lakers coach J.J. Redick compared James's long run to Bruce Springsteen's catalog. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Milan-Cortina Winter Paralympics officially opened today amid tensions of the war in the Middle East, with some countries boycotting the opening ceremonies. They were unhappy about the return of the Russian flag to the global sports stage. More of these stories at srnnews.com.